What was the problem of Rumi? Sitting on the horse, a lot of followers around him, and Shams, a normal guy, without the tie and the jacket and the stuff like that. Yeah. He was arrogant, he didn't know it. Here, he will show it to us. He has to. Right. After that practice, when he starts, he doesn't know how to say it. But he knows what to say. So he will bring everything in a compact book, is book one, to talk about love. And mainly what love is not. Don't mistake wanting and needing and appreciating and I want to have it because that one has it, or all of that. These are not love. Love is the change in here. Means my ego will vanish. I experience the non-existence of me because I put it in front of him. I hope you remember in last book he said, he brought you one good example about that. He said, when you light a candle in a sunny day, what will happen? The candle is lit, yes, but it's not. Because the sun is here. This is what we are talking about. We are talking about the light that when it exists, nothing else is important even. That's what love is, that passion. This is what I want to teach you. So, we finished the book one and I said, go and practice. They went and practiced. Please skip that part because you don't have that master to control this part. You have to remember it always, that we have to practice this step by step by step. Okay, then he started book two. It was about this knowledge. Book three was about what you should learn, really. Book four. Book four is a little bit different because the name is a little bit tricky. What is this field? After the enrichment, we write to unification. And unification I explained in two different levels. Completely different meaning of the word. Do you remember it? There are two things that are not unified here, and I have to unify it. The first one and the second one. And you should work in both of them. The second one is unification between we. Remember, we said there is no I, it's we. You should understand this we. So you should unite with this, means become a human being in son, right? The first one is unification in me, here, look at it. Have you ever noticed what a silly jungle you are living in? Because that's what this here is all about. All the instincts of the animal are here. Okay. That magical tendency towards beauty that nobody could explain is here. Sitting down and watching the sunset. What is that? It's in here, right? All the beauty they are talking about is in here. So, it's like a big apartment with so many different rooms and storages and blah, 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 blah. You need to clean it up, unify it, become one because at the end of the day, that's what you are. You are totally you. We cannot really separate you. This is what it is. So we talked about this unification in two different ways. This was the book. But my question, the end of the book for a teacher is, okay, I got this. This is the subject. I divide it like this and this and this. Okay, this one and this one and this one and this one. Yes, I said it all. But did I say it all? Never. Because if I want to go to all the details, the time I need is unlimited. So, I did my best. Now, let's read it again. Let me see, what did I say? He will read this book again and again and say, okay, we need to emphasize on that and that and make these points clear and in the subjects give the references. This is the last part of all these six books because he knows what he's doing. Here, he talked about everything, this and that and that and that, and we talked about all different stories. Now we come to the last part of it, which is the remaining of the story of Moses. And when he said the remaining, or the reminder, because it's remaining body, the last part, or whatever, when you say the remaining story of the Moses, you think that, he talked about Moses. Do you remember? Yeah. In different parts, we talk about Moses. Here, finished, we talked about Moses. We want to talk something else about this Moses. That's why we start the new chapter. And you are the guilty one. Go ahead.
The remainder of the story of Moses, on whom be peace. For there came to him from the preemptory.
Means that this is not the beginning of the stuff. We were talking about something. What was that talking? Let me repeat one verse of it, which is, I think, a very important one, is 3:5-5:8. Jesting is teaching. Listen to it in earnest. Do not be in pawn to its appearance of jest. A very bad translation. Because he means that the joking here is for teaching. Understand to get the teaching stuff. Don't laugh at the funniest story you hear. Why? He was telling a funny story about a very special tree and a lady who wanted to have sex with his boyfriend in front of his husband. And this is talking about it in Rumi's time is a real bizarre, extreme joking and stuff. He says, listen, I'm doing it because if you cannot get that, because if you are still that fellow who smile and say, hey, yeah, good joke, you're not supposed to be here. You will not get it. He will explain after that that, oh yes, a lot of these jokes are jokes within the public, but for social people, they are a very serious subject because they look differently, so on and so on and so on. So, at the end, he said, that tree of Moses, do you remember that tree? The origin of that tree was main stuff But yet the branches came in the sky. This was the last words. Now, in that situation, the message comes. Yes.
For there came to them from the peremptory revelation a message saying, put crookedness aside now and be upright. The tree of the body is like Moses' rod, concerning which the command came to him, let it fall from thy hand, that thou mayest behold its good and evil. After that, take it up by command of him.
Uh-huh. This is it. You see how the subject comes in? That, listen, we talked about this Moses' story, and I told you this same story. Okay? In this story, that tree represents this, the flesh, your body. Do you remember? Not the tree here he talks about, that little stick, right? But he will mix them together somehow. Because there is a tree at the beginning which has the light of the God, then there is this stuff that was logic. Do you remember? It was a logic in his hand. Here he will mix this stick and the tree together somehow to say, okay, put them together. When we talk about the stuff of Moses, we are talking about this, because Moses is the spirit. The rest is this. And your brain is the Pharaoh, the arrogance, right? So look at it this way. What was the first order to Moses? Let go of the stick. That's what we tell you. Our prescription is this. Let go of this physical existence. When you let go of it, then you will see it. It is good or bad. When you're in it, you don't see good or bad, because you are it. Let go of this. Then you will see it, the goodness and the badness, because that's how it works. Then, don't worry, you could take it off. That was the order. This is yours. You let it go and you could pick it up. Because, first of all, how do you learn? From your mistakes. So you should do even the mistakes. But do it. Be active. Yes.
Before his dropping it, it was nothing but wood. Whenever he took it up by his command, it became goodly. At first, it was shaking down leaves for the lambs. It reduced to impotence that deluded people.
Remember? Who talked about this stick bringing the leaves for the ships to? Do you remember that part? One of the funniest part of Bible is the speech of Moses. It's a long, long, silly speech. God will ask him, what is that in your hand? But you should question, how come God, the Creator, now wants to appoint this fellow? He asked about that. Moses starts to talk about this stick. Hours and hours. This is it. I will use it for this, I will use it for that, I will use it for that. All of that, which is the logical explanation of logic. This is the tool that I do this and this and this and this with it. And I even have a rest with this. Later, when he's asked, why did you say this? I don't know, I wanted to talk with him. So I brought it all up. No, go and read the story again. Then you will see how he explains the logic. What is the use of logic? You will bring the foils. Do you remember what it means? the outcome of greenery